VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Anger and concern in Hong Kong Tuesday, a day after dozens of protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building, potentially dividing the city's massive and largely peaceful protests. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the building. They roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint and anti-Beijing graffiti. Political science analyst Samson Yuen says the strong protests reflect the viewpoints of many of Hong Kong's young.
I think it's a very symbolic action that a lot of young protesters in Hong Kong, they have very low institutional trust on the entire system. They don't trust the police, they don't trust the executive branch, and now they don't even trust the legislative branch.
U.S. Counsel General Kurt Tong says the U.S. would have preferred no violence.
The view of the United States is that the right for freedom of expression is both most effective and most proper when it is exercised peacefully. And so the United States, like many people, was disappointed to see the violence and vandalism yesterday in the Legislative Council.
While the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. A dispute over subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers has the U.S. threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European goods. The U.S. Trade Representative's office released a list Monday of products the U.S. could target in addition to the $21 billion worth of goods that were announced in April. Among the list of additional goods are a variety of metals, olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey. This is VOA News. The White House says it will keep up the pressure on Iran now that Iranian officials announced they are exceeding prescribed limits on the production of low-enriched uranium. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire. Several world leaders are also responding to Iran's uranium stockpile. You can read those statements on VOAnews.com. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating a report that current and former Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The ProPublica investigative site says the posts include sexually explicit images and remarks mocking migrant deaths. Algerian Parliament President Mouad Bouchereb quit on Tuesday after prolonged demands for his removal by protesters who saw him as a pillar of the ruling elite. Reuters cites Ennahar TV and a parliamentary source. Meanwhile, several hundred Algerian students and teachers demonstrate in Algiers against the regime for the 19th consecutive week. They're calling for the release of political detainees, including recently arrested demonstrators. Authorities have postponed a presidential election previously planned for July 4th because of a lack of candidates, with no new date for a vote. Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believes it is the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Associated Press reports European Union leaders have broken 3 days of deadlock and nominated new heads for the 28 nation bloc's institutions. European Council President Donald Tusk said in a series of tweets Tuesday that German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen has been backed to become president of the Executive European Commission. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA 1. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.